Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Paraparamahamsa Pari Prajakacharya. Hashta Taraswata Sri Shimane Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The earthly deity in the form of a cow thus replied to the personality of religious principles in the form of a bull. O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you two were maintained by your four legs, and you increased happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. The principles of religion are laid down by the Lord Himself, and the executor of such laws is Dharmaraj or Yamaraj. Such principles work fully in the age of Satyayuga. In the Tretayuga, they are reduced by half a fraction of one fourth. They are reduced by a fraction of one fourth. In the Dwapara-yuga, they are reduced to one half. And in the Kali-yuga, they are reduced to one fourth, gradually diminishing to the zero point. And then devastation takes place. Happiness in the world depends proportionately on the maintenance of the religious principles, individually or collectively. The best part of Vala is to maintain the principles despite all kinds of odds. Thus, one can be happy during the span of life and ultimately return to Godhead. Om Agyan Smiran Sajanan Jaran Salakya Takshuram Minitam Dina Tashmai Svi Gariyana Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garaha Shivashari Gaura Bhakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare The earthly deity in the form of a cow thus replied to the personality of religious principles in the form of a bull. O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you two were maintained by your four legs, and you increased happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. The principles of religion are laid down by the Lord Himself, and the executor of such laws is Dharmaraj or Yamaraj. So only God can establish the religious principles. There is a verse, I can't remember, Shakshat. Anyway, only God can establish what are the laws, what is religion. So that's why Krishna is coming periodically, whenever there's a decline in irreligion, and an increase in irreligion, that time I come again to establish religion. So this establishment of religion is done by Krishna Himself from time to time. And nobody else can manufacture a process of religion. Therefore we see so many processes of religion that are manufactured, and they cannot stay, and they cannot bring the ultimate benefit. In fact, in the Padma Purana, it is stated that unless one accepts the religion coming from Lakshmi, from the Kumaras, from the Lord Shiva, from Brahma, these lines, then you won't get the ultimate benefit or the purpose of religion. So these principles of religion are executed by Dharmaraj or Yamaraj. So Dharmaraj, he has two faces or two features. One, he is Vaishnav, great Vaishnav. And the other one, he is acts as Yamaraj. So as Dhammaraj, he is Vaishnava with Tilak. And when the devotees come, pious, then he is very, gives them their next destination. But the sinful persons, then he appears as Yamaraj in his very, very fearsome form. Very fearsome. Very scary. And then he gives them their punishment and sells them, sends them to the hellish planet. So in this way, he's administrating the laws of God. So you cannot avoid the reactions if you disobey the laws of God. You can avoid reactions sometimes from man-made laws, but you can't avoid the reactions of the laws of God, because they're His laws, and He makes sure that they're executed and you will get the proper reaction. For your activities. And so here Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the happiness in the world depends proportionately on the maintenance of religious principles, individually or collectively. So happiness depends proportionately on the maintenance of religious principles. So we see in the way this universe is set up, Prabhupada is describing the different yugas and how they become degraded as they progress right down to nothing. And then he says then devastation takes place, or Kalki comes and kills everyone. And so within this universe, the system that Krishna has created, then you get four basic principles of human life. That is dharma, artha, kama, yoga, and moksha. So dharma is your religious principles. So this is first. Prabhupada is saying without... happiness depends proportionately on the maintenance of religious principles. So generally happiness, it comes from it's your sense enjoyment. So that sense enjoyment, karma, comes from artha, which is your economic development. And artha is springing from religion or dharma. So dharma, artha, karma, moksha, it's a progression. First you do your dharma, your religious duty, you obey the laws of God. Then as Krishna says, yes, you get all the facilities, the demigods will give you everything. And then this is artha, you'll have a nice society, you'll become organized in society, you will prosper. Human civilization means organized society. So this is an artha, economic development, this is all considered a part of artha. And as a result of that, organized living and economic development, the result is you get happy, you get sense gratification, you make a lot of money, you become prosperous, everything's well, and then you get your karma, your happiness, you get your sense gratification. Then finally after that you should go for moksha. Of course that's practically unheard of nowadays. Everybody's into karma and artha, economic development and sense gratification. But here you see the happiness is all dependent on the religious principles or dharma. If you don't perform your dharma, you're not going to get develop economically nicely. That means you're not going to get your results, you're not going to get sense gratification, and what to speak of liberation. So it's dependent on dharma, performance of dharma. We see practically, like in America, previously that was inhabited just by the Red Indians, natives of that land. Then all the settlers went there from Europe, etc. And it was a new land. But of course there was nothing there. No, except the... They had to develop it, build it up. So the rule was, you have to go to church and pray to God. You have to go, there's no question of not going. Everybody, you have to go to church, you have to be religious. So everybody was forced to go to church, it was a very religious period they were going through. And they were defending, you know, we're out in this brand new country, it's completely wild. And they realized, you know, we're dependent on God, so let's pray to God. So they all prayed to God to help us with our economic development and build up this country. And they got the results because of their dharma. Then they become very nice to economically develop. Then they can enjoy it, so so much sense gratification is coming in. Instead in New York, you can get anything you want. I never went there, but they say that. Anything you want, anything. Anything you conceive of, you can get it in New York. Any kind of sense gratification. No matter how far out it is. But anyway, they got their sense gratification. You see, they're enjoying like anything. But the problem is, now, you see, with the leaders of society, they're not this, you must go and pray to God, you must go to church. Now they've forgotten that because, you know, now we've got it, who cares for God? Look, we got all the, you know, we got all the economic development, we got all the technology now, we're getting our happiness from this, and we made it, you know, so, you know, what is the point of worshipping God? So then they forget that principle of religion. And so it's just a matter of time, because they've lost their dharma, then again it's all taken away, their economic development is taken away, their sense gratification. And Prabhupada says, you've seen it in history, because you had many big empires. They did exactly the same thing. The Roman Empire, famous for its wild life, you know. They enjoyed like anything to the max. And where is the empire now? After a few years it was completely, it doesn't exist. The Greek Empire, there are all these big flourishing empires. They got into such a state of sense gratification, and they just forgot about dharma. Then they just lost everything one after another. So dharma has to be there because it's the law of God. And if you want your happiness, you have to perform your dharma. Otherwise, you're not going to get the result. So, then the next question is, what is dharma? Especially today, no one knows what is dharma, what is religion. Nobody can really, because everybody's got their own ideas and it's such a free, thinking world nowadays that anybody, you know, you invent any philosophy, any religion. So, dharma, why we should accept one particular dharma? It's like the religionists in the universities, the teachers who are teaching religion, according to Tamil Krishnamurti was saying, he said most of those, they don't really believe in God. A lot of them are atheists, they're teaching religion. And he said also they're frightened to admit to belonging to any one particular religion, because then all the other professors and everything, well, that means you're being dogmatic. You're not open, you're not free, you're going to be biased towards your own religion. And so therefore they don't have it. See, most of them are actually atheists, they don't even believe in God. And these are teaching. So dharma, is that what's established by God? Therefore we have to accept the authority, and the supreme authority is the Vedas. Of course we have a choice, we can accept or not accept, but intelligent people will accept the authority of the Vedas, because this is the words given by God, the law given by God. And then we can actually understand what is the purpose of religion, behind religious, all the religious principles, what is the purpose behind religion. And therefore, to understand that, you have to accept a guru. Because the guru, he knows the purpose of religious principles. So it's imperative, you have to take guru, this is the law. Unless one does and accepts an acharya, he's considered uncivilized. And in the West, who's doing that? It's only recently actually that we've heard of a guru even. But before that, practically there's no question of accepting, you know, a guru or anything like that. But it says, unless you accept the acharya, you are considered uncivilized. When you accept an acharya, then you become an Aryan. That's the beginning of actually being a human being, then you can actually make progress. So it's imperative that everybody takes guru. This is the very first step. And this is not being taught even. They'll talk religion, they'll talk God, they'll talk so many things, but they won't talk the process of getting to God. And you won't get it by yourself, by your own speculation. That's impossible. So in every birth, you get mother and father, but you don't get guru and Krishna in every birth. So human birth, that means you get guru and you get Krishna. Because any other birth, you're going to get a mother and father. The cats and dogs have mothers and fathers. You're going to go through all these, yeah, what use is it? Human birth means you take a guru, because by that you get guru and Krishna. Otherwise mother, father, everybody's getting it. No problem for them. So then guru, he will tell you the real principles of religion. And what is the real principle of religion? Sri Guru Gaiva Goswami is pointing this out at the end of the 10th canto, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He's praising five of Krishna's super excellent qualities. And one of his qualities, Krishna, the qualities of Krishna when he was present here, that he spoke one verse which summarized the whole of the principles of religion for all times, now, present and in the future. That sarvadhanam parityaja mamikam saranam raja ahantam sarvapati bhyo moksheshti. Because there's hundreds of millions of religious principles. Because there's so many different types of people, so you get principles for people in the mode of ignorance, principles for the people in the mode of passion, religious principles for the people in the mode of goodness, and religious principles for the transcendentalists. It's catering for everyone. It's not that everybody has to be a transcendentalist, otherwise you can, no. According to the particular mode of nature, and you're allowed a particular type of practice according to the laws of God. That is a religious. That is a religious principle or practice for a person in different modes. So Krishna, he's saying, there's hundreds and hundreds of principles in dharma, so, and even I'm speaking so many dharmas to you, Arjuna, on this battlefield. But now, my conclusion, sarva dhanam parityajama. Give up all those other ways, simply surrender unto me. And this will save the whole problem. So this is the highest principle of religion, is to simply accept Krishna, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, you cannot surrender to Krishna directly, you have to go through Guru. So Guru, he is the person who will tell you the purpose of religion, or he will help you surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. And then by that human life becomes successful. So Prabhupada is saying here that we accept Guru, we're following the religious principles as given by a Guru, as given by the Acharya. Because there's so many Acharyas. But we're accepting our Acharya. That becomes our religious principle. Whatever he says, that's our religious principles. And so Prabhupada has made it very, very clear what our principles are. We get the regulated principles. No meat eating, intoxication, this is next. And the positive principles of chanting Hare Krishna, rendering service to Krishna in a favorable attitude. And that's a religious principle, if you're a follower of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, by that, just following that principles, that's your ticket back to Godhead. Nothing else is required. You just adopt those principles. Yeah, Prabhupada says, thus you can become happy during the span of life and ultimate return to Godhead. How? He said, the best part of Vala is to maintain principle despite all odds. Best part of Vala means heroism, courage. Is to maintain the principles despite all odds. So this is our battle. Vala means bravery. So this is our bravery. We get these principles that Prabhupada's given us, and our vala, our bravery, is simply to stick to those despite all odds. All odds means Maya's against you all the time. The Rajagun's against you all the time. Tamagun is against you. Kali Raj is against you all the time. So many things are against you all the time. But despite all odds, Prabhupada said, just maintain those principles. And that's your ticket back to Godhead. That's all. Prabhupada's made it very simple. And yeah, that's it. That's the best part of Bhava. So this is the devotee's strength. This is our strength in spiritual life. Simply follow what Prabhupada said, the instructions he's given us. And you go back to Godhead. And he just gave some basic main principles. And that's all we need. It's not that you need anything else to go back to Godhead. This is the principle. The principle is following the principles of the Acharya. That's how to go back to... It's not that you need anything else. There was somebody asked Prabhupada a question. I can't remember the exact details, but... Anyway, the devotee, he was talking, and the devotee said, well, you know, perhaps there's no realization from the devotee's side, you know, in what they're doing. Perhaps they don't have, you know, any realization. It's something to do with service, I can't remember the details. And Prabhupada said, realization? What is this realization? He said, there's no question of realization. He said, it's simply following the orders of the Guru. There's no question you're talking of realization. He said, no, that's not the point. The point is you're following the orders of Guru. You're executing the order of Guru. That's your realization. It's not that you have to have anything else. This is the point, Prabhupada. It's not that you've got to have any realization. You simply got to follow the orders of the Guru, of the Acharya. Then everything you get from that. He said, just execute the orders of the spiritual master. What are you talking realization? Maybe they don't have realization. No, execute the orders of the spiritual master. That everything will be attained by that. You don't need anything extra special. Sometimes we think that we need, you know, so much more knowledge, so much more this fit, this way or that way. You know, we need so much. When people are preaching, you need much more. Prabhupada's making the point. No, you don't need it. You need to follow the orders of the spiritual master. And the example was Prabhupada. He said that I sometimes reflect that I've had a lot of success. I was much more successful than all my God brothers. And he said, I'm not saying with pride, he said, but you know, practically I had a lot of, and I think about it sometimes, you know, why I got such great favor that I was able to do so much. And he said, my conclusion is, simply I followed the orders of my spiritual master. He said, that's the conclusion I come to. I simply follow blindly the orders of my spiritual master. And then I had all success. So, actually Prabhupada is the example of that. This is the meaning of Acharya. He's speaking it, but he's also shown his own. This is realization. We realize him, but the Acharya has shown by his own example. He's spoken it and he's actually done it and he's shown us. Just like Hari Kesh Prabhu. Prabhupada told him, you go to Russia, communist country at that time. Very difficult. And you preach there, and Hari Kesh Prabhu says, you know, you can't get any food there. They all eat meat. There's practically no vegetables in Russia, they say. Even Prabhupada, when he went there, he had difficulty in finding vegetables. And he said, they're all eating meat, Prabhupada. What? And Prabhupada said, then go and eat meat. And Hari Kesh said, what about my consciousness, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, to hell with your consciousness. Just go there and preach. In other words, the order of the spiritual master, that's going to get, they're going to purify your consciousness. That's going to give you any realization. That's going to take you back to God. It's not your own endeavor, your own consciousness. No, but when you're completely dependent on the mercy of the Guru and follow his instructions. And we saw he did it. He didn't have to repeat, of course. But he followed those instructions. And he was very completely successful. So this is another example of a success when you're following these instructions of the Guru. So like that, it's not that we need anything else other than service to Krishna in the way that the acharyas have told us to perform it. That's all. Then the whole thing becomes very, very simple. And you become happy now, and then you go back to Godhead Prabhupada says. It means you become satisfied now. If you understand, because even there's so much spiritual dissatisfaction because you know I want realization now. You're dissatisfied because you haven't got it. I want. Mukti mukti siddhi kami shakli ashanta. If you want mukti mukti, any of these things, you want spiritual realization. But if you want these things as some kind of siddhi perfection, shakli ashanta, you won't be peaceful. You still won't be peaceful. Even if it's a spiritual perfection, you won't be peaceful. Now who is peaceful, who is shanta? The devotee. He just wants to serve the order of Guru, that's all. He doesn't want anything for himself. He simply wants to follow the order of the Guru. He becomes peaceful in this life, because he's got no desires, and then easily goes back to Godhead. From billions and billions of births, we haven't even inquired about spiritual life. It didn't even come into our minds. And then suddenly we come into spirit, and then suddenly all of a sudden, no, I've got to get this, I've got to achieve this, I've got to have this realization. And then you just got to wait a few years. Prabhupada's promise. You serve in this body, in this life, you just wait a few years, you're going to go back. What other realization you want? You're going to go back to Godhead, you're going to get a spiritual body there, you're going to see Krishna, you can play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, shake hands with Krishna. You can do everything, what more do you want? And it's just a few years, it's the end of your life. It's one last lifetime. That's what Prabhupada's promising. And everybody's saying, no, I've got to get something now, I've got to... You know, as if going back to Godhead is dependent on your realization. Going back to Godhead is dependent on the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, that's all. It's not dependent on your realization. So this big struggle to, you know, so-called spiritual advancement, but Prabhupada thought, that's it. I've given you an order, just follow it. There's no more superior spiritual advancement than doing that. You're under my shelter, you're under my guidance. You keep doing that whole life and you went back to Godhead. My mercy, here in this verse. Dharma, once you are too maintained by your four legs, and you increased happiness all over the world, all over the universe. So here is Dharma, establishing Dharma, and what's he done? He's doing great service. The whole universe, he's giving Dharma. But, here the Mother Earth is saying, but it wasn't by your own endeavor that you went and gave Dharma all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. It wasn't you. You gave Dharma and you're so great. By the mercy of the Lord you were able to do it. So similarly, by our realization, we're not going to go back to Godhead. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna. That is the way to go back to Godhead. So we shouldn't try to become dependent on our own abilities, on our own realizations to go back to Godhead. If you want realization, try to realize Lord Chaitanya's desire. What is Lord Chaitanya's desire? Piti piti chatavadana karati gaam sabat pachavaibhamurana. He has a desire to have the holy name spread in every town and village of the world. Let's realize Lord Chaitanya's desire. This is our mission. Not my own realize. I want realize, but okay, I want realization, so let me realize Lord Chaitanya's desire. In other words, let's manifest, let's make it realized, his desire, every town and village of the world. That we can desire. That realization we can get. And by that you're going to get so much mercy. Because this is the whole purpose of this mission. And this is what Prabhupada is actually telling us. Such a simple thing. Just absorb yourself in this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Engage yourself 24 hours a day. Be absorbed in it. And you go back to God in one life. Prabhupada said again and again and again these things. He never spoke about you've got to get a lot of realization. You've got to know every detail that goes on in the spiritual world. You've got to know your spiritual form. You've got to know which Kali your sari is. He never said it. Just work hard for Krishna. That's all. Work hard for Lord Chaitanya. Then you go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the realization. Our realization is, we should realize the urgency of this mission. That's how real. Prabhupada has given us, this is so condensed. His mercy is just a little nutshell. What he has given us, simply by following that, you go back to Godhead, it's not available at any other time in the universe. And it's not available throughout the Vedas. People just don't go back to Godhead in one lifetime. They just don't do it. But because of Mahapadanaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his representatives, it's done. And Prabhupada has given such a simple formula. That anybody can do. So that's how simple it is. And so the understanding is that it is that simple. If we adopt the process, we become happy now. We know we're going back. It is that simple. The actual problem of life has all been solved. Your birth, death, old age, disease problem, that's solved. These are the big problems of the material world. Your spiritual problems are always solved. You don't have to worry about your spiritual problem. My realization going back. That's already solved. That's promised. So all of your problems are solved. So then the only thing then is the realization of the urgency of this mission. My Guru Maharaj has come with this message and he has saved me. Now, there's billions and billions and billions of other people who are out there who haven't received this message. So this is our mission, the mission of ISKCON. We don't have to worry. We've been saved. But we're not going to simply sit here and eat rice and chant Hare Krishna. Let's get out to the others. This is the mood of Prabhupada that he's imbibing in us. Let's get this message to everyone, every town and village of the world. Prahlad Maharaj, the same consciousness. For myself, I don't care. I'm so worried and concerned about all these fools and rascals who are not coming to Krishna. That is my only concern. For myself, I don't care. But for the others, I'm so concerned. So factually, this is our concern for the others. And what is the remedy? The same medicine that we've been given, we simply give it to them. The universal remedy. And that's our practically our only business. So that we should realize. Rather than worrying about my own realization, worry about what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and the Acharya's real. They want everybody to get Krishna consciousness. Just worry about that. This should be our realization. Rather than worrying about ourselves. It's already taken care of. Prabhupada's promised that. It is that simple. And as a result, happiness in this life and ultimately turn back to God. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. श्री नाम संकीर्तन मूवमेंट की जय। गो प्रेमानंदी हरी बोल। थैंक यू। Any questions or comment? Despite all odds, you have to engage in service. Follow all the principles, regulative principles, and all the positive principles. But she's saying, how is it possible? Because sometimes there's always a competition, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Sometimes Tamagun is coming in. How is it possible to overcome? Now, Prabhupada pointed out here that this is your vala. It means you've got to be brave. Vala means bravery. And he said, your vala is how you stick to the principles. So you must become determined to stick to the principles, that's all. Don't give attention to tamagun, give attention to the principle. Either sticking to the principle or avoiding the... Again, Prabhupada said that, he said, you've given so many lifetimes to the impulses of Shatagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. There's one life you give to Krishna. One life. So this is our vala. We've got to do it. We joined here voluntarily. And we've got to be strong. If we want to stay here, we came here voluntarily, we don't have to stay. But if we're here, we might as well be strong. Show our vala. Put up a good fight. That comes from you, it comes from each individual. That's your own individual. You've got to be strong, you've got to be vala. Otherwise, why did you voluntarily come? We gave up all of our sense gratification. Why become alert again? We know what it is, what's happening. Oh, we've become very strong, determined. Show your vala. Despite all odds, show your vala. At least make a show. Make a show of it. Don't embrace it. It's like the Brahmana. He's lost all his sons. He went to the palace of Krishna. He said, what is this? Krishna's here, Yogasena. My sons are dying one after another. They're supposed to protect. They must be just performing jagannas and enjoying themselves. Where? Arjuna came up and said, you cannot insult me, I am Arjuna, I've got the Gandiva bow, I defeated even Lord Shiva. He said, and you think there is no one at least who can pretend, make a show of being a Kshatriya? So like that, at least make a show of being a Kshatriya. He's criticizing the Kshatriyas, but Arjuna said, at least someone can make a show of being, I'll make a show of being a Kshatriya, even if I can't, but at least make a show. So at least make a show in the face of all these odds that are coming against us. Like the snake. The snake Narad Muni made the snake into a devotee. And everyone say it's devotee. He's really compassionate and he's soft and he's non-violent. He's got all the Vaishnava qualities. So all the kids were teasing him and throwing stones at him. So he went to Narad and he said, what shall I do? He said, I'm supposed to be a snake and I scare people, but now they know I'm a Vaishnava, they all come and teasing me and throwing things at me. The Rav Muni said, just show your hood, rear your hood, don't bite them, but just show your hood. So he showed his hood and they all ran, they didn't bother him anymore, but he didn't bite them. So like that. Even we can't face against the insurmountable, and at least make a show. And if you get bowled over, get up again. Show the valor. Otherwise, why are you voluntary came? If we're going to get bowled over, what's the point of voluntary giving our life to Krishna? Okay. We can offer a lamp. I think today is a courtesy, they're offering a lamp. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Govardhana Nandi.